This is Smog. For all of you people that like Bon Iver or any of that other garbage, this isn't that. Jay's parking the car, so we're gonna let this go a little bit.
For the first time in my life,
Jay's no longer parking the car. We are Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan. Is this on?
Yeah, it's on. It's on. I hear you. We hear.
Doing the one-ear thing again.
We're gonna. Yeah, and?
Oh, and with me to my right.
You know,
yeah.
We've only done this for 3 years.
I was waiting for my cue.
Yeah.
With me to my right. Always.
Linda Peralta.
And today, to Jay's left, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Ryan, just a shadow.
Yeah, shadowing today.
Yep.
She's one of the new hosts of Season 5 show. Plug your show. Go ahead.
Yep. Thursday morning, starting May 18th. It's called She in the Morning.
There you go. Right. Listen to it. I'm sure it will be fantastic.
How unfortunate that you got this show to shadow.
Yeah, this is a hard show.
You really rolled the dice.
It's a hard show to shadow. Yeah. I mean, we're talkers.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with two pieces of news that just came down the pike. Matt Harvey was suspended for 3 games.
Without pay.
Without pay. Well, I mean, what is that? Yeah. $11,000 for him? Is he still on the rookie contract? He is.
Yeah.
So he gets suspended for 3 games without pay for violating team rules. I assume it had to be curfew and or a Ray Ramirez trash talk meltdown.
Did he trash Ray Ramirez?
I'm sure he. I mean, oh, don't I, they I, all?
Publicly.
Don't they but all trash Ray Ramirez?
What I will say is that it also could be in relation to the black dildo that was in the locker of Kevin Plawecki.
This is really?
That could be. I mean, it could be.
Yeah, there was a black dildo in one of our players' right. lockers.
It was a very big
black dildo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
was, so,
and I.
It could have been a prank between Harvey and Plawecki that went south, and the Mets tweeted it.
I don't understand the problem.
Well,
I would keep that black dildo in that locker. But we're
winning.
On a 2-game winning streak.
We're winning.
Keep that black dildo in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Could be. I don't know. I think it's just everything is going wrong.
We'll get to Noah because we did the show before the 23-5. No, you're on.
I know. I can't hear. I can't even hear myself think.
Are you okay now? Is that better? Is that better for you?
That's better.
Okay. Very good.
Ryan, please don't mind us.
Don't mind us. We're regular people.
Yeah, we're not even sure if this show is actually on the air.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, this is really loud now.
Yeah. Is it good? So, with the Noah Syndergaard injury, we have the kid Adam Wilk coming up. I don't know who that is.
Who the fuck is this?
Who is that?
I think he was probably the first person in the stadium today.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, do you want to pitch?
They probably put him on the bus at 1:30 in the morning and say, get in here. Is he from AAA or Binghamton?
AAA.
Does his last name have an E? Is it
Wilk? I think it's like Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania.
Right, that's what I thought.
It's not Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania.
I've seen the name.
Well, Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania.
But this also sends a message to the front office. You guys got to sign Doug Fister. You have to sign somebody.
Or Colby Lewis.
Colby Lewis.
I like Colby Lewis over Doug Fister. Gives up a lot of hits. I know my father's head just exploded when I said sign Colby Lewis. But I would sign him over Doug Fister personally.
I would love to sign Tim Lincecum just for the fun of it.
I don't want Tim Lincecum. It's over for Tim Lincecum.
I know,
the guy's ERA was 9.8 last
would
year.
Would you go watch him pitch, though? I'd go.
I mean, it's an earthquake. His ERA is an earthquake, a very serious earthquake.
It puts fannies in the seats.
No, it doesn't. Anymore. It's not 10 years ago. I don't think he'll put fannies in the seats. You know what puts fannies in the seats? Scoring 11 runs a game.
It's very true.
How about you do? And if you keep this momentum up, I know people are ragging on us for what's happening, but we're right back in the thick of things again.
Well, because the thick of things is not very thick.
No, the thick of things is very thin, and that's good. But I hope people realize, you know, everybody's telling me how great the Yankees are. Okay, they're great. Fantastic.
They're
fantastic.
Fun.
They're fun.
They're fun. They are.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I want to spend some time on the Yankees today.
Okay.
We'll get there.
But in the American League, the Yankees' record, even if, let's say they go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak, doesn't amount to shit. It won't amount to shit.
American League's a better
American League's a better league. The National League right now, the Mets are going to, if they win today, they'd be, what, 15-15?
500, yep.
Okay, they win today. They're 15-15.
The Yankees are 19-9, and Baltimore is only a half a game behind.
That's
us.
What I'm saying. What's Boston?
Tough.
16 and 14.
And they haven't. They're underachieving,
but they haven't hit their stride yet.
No,
you know, the Yankees have. This is not good or bad. They hit their stride early on.
It's true.
The Mets. What was it? Last year we won 10 in a row or something like that.
Ago.
2 years ago.
Baltimore also saw Boston, so they, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that situation too. Baltimore and Boston.
Yeah, that's great.
It is great for baseball. I think baseball needs it. But with Matt Harvey, do you really think it was the dildo?
I mean, what else could it be?
It could be him missing curfew.
It could be stepping
out with Adriana Lima too much.
That makes the most sense because they had enough time to pick up this, to bring this kid over.
I understand that.
But here's the other thing. If it stemmed from something Adriana Lima, they wouldn't be this rushed last minute, right? They would have fought out. They would have let him start and then maybe suspended him.
So what is this?
It had to be something that was recent.
No more fun? No more fun in the Mets clubhouse?
I guess.
I mean, you can't have fun.
There's a line, and then a giant black dildo crosses that line. Is what we learned about the show.
I don't think the black dildo would have been a problem had the Mets not tweeted it out.
He didn't know it was there. I don't think Plawecki knew it was there.
Well, I don't think so. I don't.
I mean, if you knew it was there, don't you think you just push the dildo behind the jerseys?
Maybe
that's what I would do. I mean, if you knew a giant black apparatus was hanging out in the locker. Wouldn't you just push it behind the jersey?
I did see it.
I mean,
it was bigger than the microphone.
I mean, he could go up there and swing the bat with the dildo.
Of course. I know.
It's huge. It's like 15 inches.
Of course this happens to the Mets.
Wow.
We can't get anything right. You can't even be right in victory. So
I mean, I want to know who Adam Wilkie is, or Adam Wilk, or whatever you want
to
call him.
I'm trying to find stats on him. He played for Detroit back in 2012.
He's a bum.
Oh, no kidding.
And he went 0-3. He won 0 games, lost 3.
Mm.
I think he had his ERA at 8.18 or something.
No, I like that. That's what you need. You need more of that. You need more guys with 8s and 9s. Yeah. You know, if this was Baccarat, you make a lot of money off this fucking rotation. Holy shit. Okay, so let's get to some other sad breaking news that broke just an hour ago. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has moved his family out of England.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the Zlatan era.
But he's still going to play, presumably, but he's not playing in England.
I don't think he'd be playing in England anymore.
Right.
He moved out. He moved out this morning, and there was a funny tweet that he tweeted out. Linda, can you find the tweet of the thing he said after surgery? And I want to thank Zlatan Ibrahimovic for his little less than a season with us. At Manchester United, 24 goals in all competitions, 16 in the Premier League. I thank you for making the team relevant. Well, not relevant, but keeping them there where they need to be. And now today we have Arsenal right now. We don't know what's happening. We're recording the game. We're going to go home, get sloshed, and watch it. So don't anybody – if anybody calls in, I'm gonna wish a pox on you and all your ancestors, I promise. Don't call in and tell me anything. So
can't wait for the Mets 2017 yearbook. The emergence of Adam Wilk because of Dildogate.
Dildogate. Yeah. Now we got Dildogate.
I think that's what it is. You go from
Deflategate to, what was the other one? Bountygate to Dildogate.
I would have loved to have been in the meeting when the team said, all right, guys, who put the dildo in the locker? Raise your hand.
That's a sentence I would want on Terry Collins' headstone. Yep. Who put the dildo in the locker? That would be my epitaph for Terry Collins. It perfectly sums up his managerial career.
You wanted numbers for Adam Wilk? I'll give them to you. Adam Wilk pitched 2 innings for the Angels on May 15th, 2015. His only MLB outing since 2012.
I like it.
He's 2-3 with a 5.91 ERA.
In the minors.
Yep. He's 2-3.
He's 2-3.
Sorry.
He's a great hitter, not
great
a good
hitter.
Pitcher.
No, great hitter. Wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Wrong. Nasty woman.
Nasty woman.
I don't understand why you don't have anything else. You don't have anything else
down there?
There's nothing. We got the tumbleweeds blowing through Vegas.
This guy must live in Flushing. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
He must live in Queens.
He must work at the Nike outlet store where I bought the sneakers, and they called him up and said, can you still pitch? I don't know. I just hurt my arm opening a new shipment. I'm not sure.
He works at the Western Beef on College Point Boulevard.
Let's not talk about Western Beef. bad memories of boots.
First pair of Timberlands came from Western.
Yeah, first pair of Timberlands. Man,
they weren't really Timberlands, let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, they were it was spelled like the rapper Timberland with an A. There was no ER.
$20 is all I could afford.
No, and you,
I thank my parents for that.
You paid $8.
Yeah.
You paid $8. Exactly. So I think with the other 12, we went out and got drunk. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. So now we'll get to Ray Ramirez and the situation that's happening there. 14 years. 14 years this man's had a job. I don't understand how you could have a job for 14 years and the whole crew is injured.
Do you think we're viewed as the Ray Ramirez of this radio station?
I think we're the Ray Ramirez of this radio station. People go, 5 years? How have they been on for 5 years? No, but Ray Ramirez, for those of you that don't know your organization like we know our organization, Ray Ramirez is the head athletic trainer of the New York Metropolitans. And the New York Metropolitans consistently, since 2003, I mean, can you look up how many injuries they've had since 2003? Look that up. Get on top of that.
I don't know if that's a stat.
That's a stat. It's got to be. How many guys have been on the disabled list of the New York Mets since Ray Ramirez took over in 2003? I need to know that because Ray Ramirez is like Jack Kevorkian. Might as well have Kevorkian. Why don't you have Kevorkian be your guy? Might as well just have the Angel of Death.
Well, so how do you point the finger at a trainer? That's what we got to talk about, right?
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so in 1 year, you got a couple injuries. You go, oh, you know what? That was a bad year. All right? Next year, it comes around. Some guys get injured. You go, man, the team seems to be cursed. Yeah. After 3 or 4 years of nonstop injuries.
Of 10 or more guys.
You have to say to yourself, this is the preparation of the team. These guys are not being prepared in the right way. And so, you got to clean out your entire training staff.
Yeah.
I know. I texted you guys about this last night. Keith Hernandez, I don't know if you heard Keith. He scolded Mets fans about booing Ray Ramirez opening day. He said, what you guys don't realize is, there are many people above Ray Ramirez who call the shots that he just executes.
What does head athletic trainer mean?
I don't know, but that's what Keith said.
Doesn't that mean you're the head of the athletic staff?
You would think, yeah.
I just don't get what the problem is.
He said, stop. He said something like, you shouldn't have booed him opening day. Stop it.
Stop it? Stop it,
we got a
fan.
Finger wagging.
Can he finger wag?
Well, it wasn't on the camera. It was a Rafael Palmeiro.
I love it. Yeah. I love Keith, and I love his, like, Eddie Bauer look this year of hunting jackets from 1943.
I think Keith put weight back on. He's trying to conceal it.
Yeah, he's trying to hide
jackets.
It a little bit. It's all right. You'll be okay. I mean, he's training. You see him doing the CrossFit. He was pushing over a big tire.
Keith?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah. He might have just done it for the photo. I don't really think he's doing it. But he's CrossFit with lobsters and clams in the Hamptons now. So with Ray Ramirez, I just have to say, is anyone else weirded out by this? Give us a call, 718-928-9732. Because you can't have people, you can't have 14 fucking guys on the disabled list.
Well,
I don't understand.
You can if they're the type of, like, Cabrera's injury.
Cabrera's injury, I understand.
But the Juan Lagares injuries, I understand he ran into a wall. Okay. And that. But you got guys popping hamstrings. Yeah. You got guys with strained
Cespedes'
muscles.
Cespedes' injury shouldn't have happened. I'm putting that on Terry because Terry, he shouldn't even been taking batting practice.
That's the whole organization.
I mean, you're going to tell a three-legged dog to run a marathon?
Terry would.
Yeah.
Terry'd bet him on.
So then you have Cespedes. I think Neil Walker's first initial injury where he messed up his knee a little bit, that's probably on Ray Ramirez. Lucas Duda is on Ray Ramirez.
Well, Lucas Duda's never been healthy.
Right.
He's only had Ray Ramirez.
That's on Ray Ramirez. I'm putting Darno on Ray Ramirez.
Okay.
Is this Ray Ramirez?
This is my father.
You got to press
that? I want to tell you something about Ray Ramirez. You ever notice, like, when he comes out of the dugout, you feel like you're putting him out? You know, like...
like you're shooting a dog in the backyard?
Like that.
I mean, there's something like... I mean, look, nobody hates work more than I do, and I don't like to be put out with the idea of work. But, you know, the thing is, with Ray Ramirez, it's like... if somebody breaks his arm on the fucking field or whatever, the guy... Oh, my God, I got to go out there again and fucking look at this guy? You know? Ray Ramirez is like me, except he has a job... unlike me, but he has a job that absolutely means nothing. And he knows
it's true.
He knows the job means nothing. And he takes it very seriously that the job means nothing.
Well, I mean, what does he do? What does he do, really? When to me, it seems like... No,
okay,
it's the radio. The radio. You can't do this. It's the radio. See, when he comes out and points at somebody's arm, and he points at somebody's arm, and he just looks at it, and him and Terry are looking at it like it's like... some weird sort of meeting.
Did he hang up on us?
I think he did. Did he hang up?
He did hang up. He's had enough.
Okay. Well, it's the radio. See, when I say it's the radio, I have to talk. We all can't talk at the same time. We're not at a NASCAR speedway. So you're looking at a man's arm. You're looking at a man, you know, that bone looks like it's out of his skin. day to day.
I don't think so. I think they're looking at their watches. I mean, like, what time's dinner?
Yeah, where's the steak? Yeah. Where the fuck's the steak? I hate Ray Ramirez. Give the Japanese guy the promotion he deserves.
He's a masseuse.
What's his name? Linda, who's our masseuse?
Head masseuse.
Who's our head masseuse for the Mets?
Yep.
Who is he?
I mean, at this point, could it be any worse? Really? So
I want to know his fucking name. What Michael D'Elia's hold on, Mike. Let me get to it. The number is 718-928-9732. Save it in your phones. Keep it. Tattoo it. Don't tattoo it on your arms. Numbers That's on your good. Arms are not, not good. Good.
not good. Now, I have to ask you. Bad. I have to. Bad. It's
We're off the air.
Again.
Again.
So I need Steve to call in. This is an important.
Michael's calling in,
but I need Steve to think about this. Why did he cry at a field of tulips? That's what I want to know. Did you see?
Yeah, you're tiptoeing through the tulips?
Yeah, I want to know.
They're a vagabond.
All right.
Michael, thank you.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
All right. Just touching on the Mets, I guess, fiasco. I mean, they're winning, you know, they're playing all right, let's say, for considering, you know, circumstances and whatnot. But, yeah, you got to put some fault, I agree with you guys, on the trainer. I mean, something's weird. I mean, what the fuck? You know, it gets to the point where you have to really, like, put an end to it and just say, you know.
You can't do your job.
How could it be the players all the time? You're telling me, come on, Noah Syndergaard, okay, they say that it's not connected to whatever he was going through prior to his injury or whatever, but so that's a coincidence too. You know, Ray Ramirez being a shitty trainer is a coincidence as well. All these guys getting hurt is a coincidence. I mean, it's too, you know, it can't all be a coincidence.
I know. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's Ray Ramirez.
Most likely, the guy needs to go. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, you hire somebody,
get healthy,
and the players all die or something.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
to the point where. Go ahead.
No, when I look at the Mets and I just, and if somebody fouls their ball off their foot now, I'm just thinking, well, here comes Ray. Anything.
When they say, here they are, your 2017 New York Mets.
And there's three guys.
I hold my breath when they run out of the dugout.
Yeah, there's three guys that come out on the field now.
Well, I think if the trainer, if he comes out and he, like, touches and whatever body part might be like, oh, I have a sprained knee, and he touches the knee, the guy's knee is, like,
it's
torn
broken.
In, like, three
broken.
Different spots.
Yeah.
He's the Midas of trainers. He breaks bones by touching them.
My buddy Dave was over the house last night, and we were talking about this, and I said to him, I'm going to post this question on the air to people. Would you rather have a sexually transmitted disease or get checked out by Ray Ramirez?
Well, considering it looks like whatever Ray Ramirez does, whatever voodoo he works,
you get cancer.
It'd be like chronic injuries.
Yeah,
exactly. So STDs, for the most part, you can cure.
That's what I'm saying.
So I guess I'd go with the STD.
Thank you.
As somebody with an STD, would you rather have what you have, or would you rather have Ray Ramirez check you
out? I mean, it's amplified. But I'd rather have the STD.
Yeah,
because Ray Ramirez is going to go, he's going to say, you need an operation, and all of a sudden you walk in there, you got one testicle.
Well, he's going to say you need an operation, you'll walk in, the board game will be out.
It's the Ray Ramirez. He's going to just take a scalpel to you.
I mean, you go, Ray, my shoulder hurts. Oh, yeah, well, let me touch it. It's like, okay, your arm's broken.
That's it. Your arm falls off.
Maybe Ray Ramirez has an insurance company that the Mets use, and we didn't know
about
this.
What do you think about that?
How about that?
What about that theory? Probably. That's a good theory.
Well, let me ask you a question, though, and switch it off. What do you think about the Yankees? I mean, there's some magic there. I mean, it's hard to deny at this point. I mean, I know come on.
No, it's
fun.
Michael, I don't even want to call it magic. I don't even want to call it magic because it's going to diminish what they're doing. Because, I mean, you know, we're diehard Mets fans, but I love the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, what they're doing right now is special. I mean, they're talented, and they're clicking.
Fuck them.
So I don't want to say it's magic. I just... Young guys like this rarely can do it the whole year. And if they do, let's say they do and they make a miraculous run, that pitching's just not going to hold up. You know, they need to make a deal at the deadline for, like, a true bona fide ace. And then you can talk. Judge is not going to hit, you know, 20 home runs a month. But what they're doing is incredibly special.
Fuck them.
Well, I mean, you know what, though? I really give the GM, Brian Cashman, a ton of credit because you look at what he's done through trades, through free agent. I mean, Matt Holliday was a great pickup, I think, just for the locker room in general. I don't want to sound like a generic Yankee guy saying the usual stuff, but at the same time, I've been watching as many games as possible. I know you guys are Mets fans, so it's hard to sort of get into that. But I watch just both. Looking at it from sort of I mean just watching it from sort of a fan of baseball, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I feel like there is something there that goes beyond just like, oh, they started off really well and things are clicking. You know what I mean?
They were down, what was it, 11-3?
It was 9-1, then 11-4, and then we finally made... I mean, even just Friday's game where Gardner comes up, he's literally down in the count, 2-2. Okay.
And he hits a hanging nothing pitch on 2-2. How do you throw a fucking hanging slider on 2-2?
He picked that up.
Throw a high fastball and you strike out that bald-headed penis man.
I think, honestly, that it wasn't as bad as a pitch as you make it out to be. Still, he
hit it. It was a horrible pitch.
Meanwhile, he still hits a home run.
Joe, look at their comeback. Their comeback against the Orioles. Yeah. I mean, that was something. I mean, they hit bombs, and they were clutch. And you know what? It's a game, and it's a sort of a, you know, it's still a small sample size, I think. But, you know, when it happens once, it happens twice, it happens three times. You know what I mean? Same thing with Ray Ramirez.
Sure.
When it, you know, when something... It's like, you know, when something keeps happening, it's hard to say, well, maybe it's just because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty optimistic. I'm enjoying
you'd be happy.
Hey, listen.
If I was a Yankee fan, I'd be happy. The problem with Joe is if the Yankees won 162-0, he'd say there were a lot of hanging sliders. There were a lot of crazy things that happened. The game is rigged. Yeah.
It's a salmon can, or what is it, tuna can? That's what you call our
stadium?
Sardine can.
I tell you, when you're hitting a ball to left field at 68 feet, you know, I could walk to left field faster than the ball travels out of there sometimes. You want me to fucking suck the Yankees' cock? I'm not going to do it. I'm not here to do that. I'm never going to like the Yankees.
Specifically, you look at them. Look at it as a baseball fan. I mean, they're fun to watch. Certainly, more fun than the Mets have been lately.
Let me put an end to the debate about me.
He's never gonna watch the Yankees.
One, I don't watch any other baseball but the Mets. One, if the Mets aren't in the playoffs, I don't watch the playoffs. So I haven't seen a lot of playoff baseball in my life. So I don't do a lot of playoff baseball. How many innings of the Indians Cubs did I watch last year, Linda?
I made you watch a couple of them.
You made me watch the last four innings. I didn't give a flying fuck about those two corn-pone Midwestern fuckheads. I don't give a shit about them.
You know what? I agree with you. There could have been a World Series drought of like 1,000 years, and I still wouldn't, you know, that's great. Good for them. They won.
Yeah, my father just texted me. Who watches baseball? Exactly.
I do.
I don't watch baseball. I watch the Mets. I don't watch football. I watch the Jets. I watch basketball. Basketball I could watch. I could watch all soccer for the most part. I could watch a game in the Netherlands. I could watch Ajax play PSV Zwolle. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm just talking about who and hockey. Listen, I know I got a lot of Ranger fan friends, and good for you for getting there. You get there a lot. It seems like the Rangers are good. I cannot stand hockey.
I got to tell you, I've watched some playoff hockey this year. I've enjoyed it.
I cannot
I'm watching Ranger, the Rangers play.
It.
I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it too.
Remarkably haven't, actually.
We've always said on the show, hockey's not a real sport. Hockey. We don't like hockey.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed watching a little bit of the playoffs. I don't think I'll ever watch hockey
season. I'd rather watch Australian rules rugby.
Well.
Because you can bet on
that's
it.
That's not
yeah.
true.
Yeah, it is. That's hey, man, Perth Glory, they're pretty good.
Oh,
hey, there's money. There's Michael with his money. I don't care if two rats are racing across the street. If you can bet on it, I'm going to take it. I don't give two fucks.
That's true.
So, listen, Mike.
What about the draft? Did you touch on that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. We did it last week. I didn't put that episode up. But I got Steve's text me. He wants to call in. But I think we're down for – are we down for the game tomorrow, Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, we're down for the game tomorrow, Mike, if you're down.
All right. I'll hit you up in a few with more details.
Let me know, brother. Thank you for calling.
All right,
bro.
You got it, guys.
Later.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Just so you know, from 2010 to 2016, the Mets had 5,545 instances where players missed games due to injury.
I mean, what is that?
If you were a teacher and you had 5,000 students fail standardized tests.
And let's not forget that in 2011, David Wright played in pain for weeks, then found out that he had a stress fracture in his back.
It's not from the sex toy fiasco. It's not from the sex toy fiasco. He missed curfew or he went on a rant. I guarantee you. Or maybe he asked for a trade. Maybe he asked for the trade.
We'll find out.
Speaking of asking for trades, we'll get to that in a second, too. There are other men asking for trades. Other tall white
other
doofs,
people who deserve it.
Other people who well, Matt Harvey doesn't deserve it. Yeah. But and my father said the Mets aren't baseball. I agree. The Mets are an entity. The Mets are like you know, the first time you went to church, if you believe in God and you saw the light and all that. That's what the Mets are. I mean, granted, I don't believe in God.
I was about to say, I'm like, how did you even know?
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like,
no, you got a communion and a confirmation. Remember that photo?
Yeah.
Your photographer was later arrested for child charges.
He put that white suit on me. And that's the last thing I remember.
Yeah, have you seen those pictures of him in the white suit, yes, laying with his leg up in the air?
I
love it.
It's you know, it's
right next to his bed. It's a little awkward.
It's a weird photo that I keep around for memory's sake, for old time's sake.
Women love it. The women love it.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, I disagree. The men and women love it. So, 5,000 what?
5,545 instances where Mets players have not played in a game due to injury.
5,000 what?
And
5,545 in 6 years. That's 900 a year.
Well, that can't be right.
That's yes.
Can you send me that link?
What
do the Mets have? 10,000 players?
If it's from a New York Times article, it's
not.
Oh,
they're fake news. You know that.
Yeah.
They're fake news.
Fake. No.
Send me that link because I want to see it.
That's amazing.
I want to read it.
If that's
incredible.
True, that's amazing.
If you
amazing.
Were a doctor it's and you fucked up 5,000 surgeries
you'd be
in the
murdered.
Past how many years?
You'd be murdered. Murdered in your sleep there.
That left them ranked 7th out of 30 teams.
Who's?
There are people worse.
There are people worse than that? That's amazing. But these are instances. Does that mean you got
a
blister and shit?
Is this including
instances
all the
in which players missed a game
this
due to injury?
Triple A, double A, single A. This
I
is everybody,
don't,
right?
I don't know about
they're
that.
They're fake news. See, they don't quote their stuff.
Yeah, closely. That's okay.
Thank God now we have a president who's going to get to the bottom of this shit and really going to straighten this shit out.
The Dodgers had 7,169.
Donnie Baseball.
Wrong.
Wrong. You're boy. Wrong. You're a puppet. You're a puppet, Don. Don, you're a puppet.
They suck.
Oh, the Marlins are bad. I was wrong.
Afraid of the Marlins.
I was afraid. I am no longer afraid of the Marlins.
Yeah,
they can't hold the lead.
I feel bad. I feel bad for Stanton. That guy's trapped in hell.
And Yelich.
Yeah, Yelich.
Yelich is a really
so
good hitter.
So is Ozuna.
Ozuna's good too. You see that error yesterday Ozuna made?
Yeah.
He heard footsteps,
yeah.
though. I'm not going to blame him. He usually plays center field. But, I mean, that game was out of hand to begin with.
We were at a good game Friday night.
Yeah,
when
you were.
They came back.
Yeah,
that
you were.
That was a really good game to be
hey,
at.
Hey, Gesellman looked good last night.
Yeah,
looked good
better.
Last night.
Better.
I mean, you
nobody's
know.
Nobody's going 7-8 innings, though. That's the problem.
But how many people are going 7-8 innings in the game now?
Well, true.
It doesn't exist as much anymore. Fulmer went 9 the other night.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, I will say, you know, I hate saying things like this about teams being dealt a bad hand. The Mets have been fucked the early part of the season.
Yeah.
With rain delays and...
Oh, yeah, these rain delays kill... Jay Bruce would have 2 more home runs. We'd
crazy.
Have another win.
Yeah.
I mean, they have killed us.
Rain delays, extra inning games. But the way I look at it is we haven't really gotten any breaks.
No.
So over the course of the season, it evens itself out. You get a couple of breaks. And if we can stay in contention and maybe get a couple of those breaks and ride it ahead, we'll be good.
Dad, stop fucking texting me. Call in. We just can't argue on the radio. You know, you have to talk one at a time on the radio.
Do you have toilet paper at the house?
We have toilet paper. Just fucking call in, man. Jesus Christ. Don't hang up on us.
Let's get to...
let's get to Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
God damn.
What's wrong with what he did?
He didn't do what he says.
He was sleeping.
He was sleeping and he rolled over and it hit, and the words Clippers
and
three smiley
faces
came out. So I could believe that.
But I think that's about Melo more than it is about him, don't you think?
No.
No?
I don't.
I do. I think that's, he's saying to Melo,
go to the Clippers.
Go ahead, I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm happy for you.
Okay. If that's what it is, then okay. But I really do believe that, I don't think he's going to be traded this year. I don't believe that. I don't think he's going to be traded
Melo
in the offseason.
Melo or Porzingis?
Porzingis. Porzingis can be traded before the trade deadline next year. I mean, this team.
But the reason I can't say definitively yes is we don't know what we can get for him. We have no idea what's his worth.
They said that the teams that were interested considered him a cornerstone piece of a franchise.
As do we.
So that could be, that really could be, 2 first-round picks and a mid to high tier player, not a superstar.
Yep.
But so let's say I'm just throwing this out there. Don't anybody jump down my throat and call me a fucking idiot. I'm just saying hypothetically. Let's say you trade him to like the Pacers or something like that. You trade him to the Pacers for 2 first round picks and Jeff Teague. I know. I'm just saying.
No, I understand, like, that's the piece. That's okay, but
you're not going to get Isaiah Thomas.
But then
or
it goes.
Like
I get that. But then it goes back to our same argument that it always is.
Is it worth it?
We can't draft.
Well, yeah.
So I mean,
well, when we try to draft, when we're trying to tank, you can't tank.
Great article today in the paper about Michael Sweetney, by the way.
Really? What's he doing?
He's joining. Have you heard about the 3-on-3 league? Did you guys hear about this that they're starting?
No.
No.
Oh,
the Knicks?
You got to look it up. No. It's not affiliated with the NBA. It's another league. It's a 3-on-3 half court league with all like older players and guys that don't play anymore.
Oakley?
But Oakley's
playing. Oh, is Oakley really
Oakley's
in it?
Playing.
I'll go see that.
Iverson's playing.
Iverson?
A lot of guys are playing in it.
Oh, man, I'd go see that.
And it's 3-on-3 and it's like first to 50 points wins. It's not like it's not a time thing. And there's a 4-point shot in it, which I know you'll despise.
Yeah. It's okay, that's not the number. It's 718-928-9732. I don't know what number you have, Josh, but that's not the number. So, there. And that's true with the second part of it. But don't say that on the air.
It's Ice
ridiculous.
Cube's league.
All right.
Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
Hey, they fucked around. They fucked around, got a triple-double.
It's going to be great. Yeah, exactly. So,
here's Josh Pearl. Here's big, Josh Pearl to suck the well, Yankees' dick.
Big Three Basketball is called.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. Oh, look at
it's
this.
Paul?
Paul Wall.
Oh!
Yay.
From the island of Long.
From the island of Long, where the orthopedic shoes are strong.
What's going on?
Guys?
What's up, Paul?
What do you want to talk about?
I'm actually sitting here and watching SmackDown from Tuesday, and I got to say that I'm pretty disappointed that they brought Charlotte Flair over to SmackDown to be a babyface. She's like the best heel that they have. And so, they're turning her into a babyface, and it doesn't work for her.
No, it doesn't, but it works for Alexa Bliss. I think that's what they needed to do.
Well, no, but Alexa
Bliss
went
over to Raw.
Right,
she went over to Raw.
And she is now like the dom. She's like the new Charlotte Flair over there. And Charlotte should have came over, and she should have been the Alexa Bliss on SmackDown. But it's not. They're not doing it that way. They got this weird team of Tamina. Where the hell she came from? Carmella and Natty Neidhart, and they're attacking Charlotte. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no.
Not Natty Neidhart.
Yeah, no. The women's stable thing. They tried it before. It didn't work. It never really seems to work.
I tell you, Fall Brawl '97. That's where it's at.
Joe's not a big fan of wrestling nowadays.
I don't watch the wrestling anymore. I watch the old wrestling. I get high in my room there, and I watch the old wrestling. I like to sit and I like to watch Starrcade with the three D's and three R's and WCW Sin 2001, which is one of the worst pay-per-views ever. I mean, watch those and then talk about those. But I appreciate that you want to talk about Charlotte Flair and LaMella and Melly Mello and whoever the fuck is wrestling in the goddamn women's division. I appreciate it. I really, really do. But Paul,
I have another serious question for you, though.
Okay.
Does anybody know why Matt Harvey is suspended?
Not yet.
No, but
Sandy
apparently
wants to keep it in house.
Right.
There is no. We are the house.
But it's not exactly. It's true.
Understand?
In New York.
We are the house.
And it is not related.
There is no kept in house.
It is not related to the sex toy that was in the.
I don't have a problem with the black dildo.
Kevin Pulecki's black dildo.
Right. I don't have a problem with that. You know what? If it helps you win, keep the. You know, let's just make the clubhouse a sex shop. I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah. They just already got rid of the championship belt and started using that stupid
crown. Yeah.
So I guess now they're passing around a dildo too. Is that how?
Well, I wonder if McMahon said something.
No, they love it. They love the publicity.
Really?
Publicity is good publicity.
I don't know.
I don't know. Our president is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Fox Sports believes it has to be something he did multiple times. It couldn't just be a one-time offense for 3 games. I mean, for 3 days, no pay. That's
well, it's not drug related. Right,
well, no,
because
that would come from the league.
Some sort of, like, clubhouse rules that he violated.
He's probably showing up late. I think he's showing up to the games late. I don't think it's curfew. I think he's probably just showing
curfew?
Up late. That's no,
curfew.
I mean, like, when you get
well,
there, when you come in.
I got to the game today. I'm all set to go see Harvey. And then all of a sudden, I see this thing come on my phone that says that Harvey's suspended. And I got some Mama Luke coming in here. I don't even know who he is.
It's Adam Will.
Adam
Will. From where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, do you know that Addison Reed is from Rancho Cucamonga, California?
Who knew that was a real place outside of the Friday movies?
I actually know someone that lives in Cucamonga.
Does he play for the Rancho Cucamonga Cracker Killers?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
It's funny. Paul, enjoy Adam Wilk and enjoy the 12-0 loss we're going to suffer today.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
we'll talk later. We've been hitting good.
All right, so it'll be 12.
Sweep the Marlins.
Be 12 to 11.
12-8.
12 to 11.
Later, Paul.
See ya. Healy, I think, is calling it.
This is a popular day.
Busy Sunday.
Busy Sunday today. All right, call in 718-928-9732. We're in the middle of Porzingis talk. I'm going to tell you this. If Kristaps Porzingis leaves, what are you going to do? What I mean, like, who are you going to sign? Quincy Acey back?
Wasn't he a net?
He's a net. With Spencer Dinwiddie.
From Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, man, this is a what? Okay.
You're on the
Hello.
Air.
Hello.
How's it going? What do you
Hello.
Want?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, buddies? What's up, guys? How are you? Good show.
Thank you.
What are you, 80, an 85-year-old yeah. woman?
Yeah. What happened to you? Menopause came early this year.
What are you sitting in the back of your
exactly.
van?
Exactly.
What do you want to talk about?
No.
Hey, by the way, Healy, you were right about your girlfriend. She's very attractive. Good for you.
Oh, yes.
Good for
Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm in the bed with her right now. It's her birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday, illegal immigrant.
Yes.
At least I translated.
Go ahead, Healy.
I just want to thank the Mets. We went to our first Mets game last night, and actually, Mets played amazing.
Are
I
you
like
spelunking? What is this?
Can
so
you
far.
Take it off speaker?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Are you trying to get us kicked off?
Sorry.
You're one of many.
No, your Mets played very good last night.
Thank you.
We played very well. Thank you.
Night, your so Blue Jays you. Stink.
Yeah, they do.
They're really bad. And then it's not going to be fixed,
Give
I don't
like
think.
Give them like a month. Let Tool get back. Let Donaldson get back.
They're like 11 games under 500.
But they've gotten better.
Yeah.
They've gotten better.
What?
They're not losing every night. What's their...
Sorry.
Would you fart?
Give it time. No, they have Matt Latos pitching. You know that's a problem.
Matt Latos is a bum. When the Reds don't want you, you know you're a bum.
Yeah, Latos is atrocious.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's their record right now?
I think they're like
10-22. They are 10-21 or 10-22.
Okay. Wow.
So
yeah.
Give it,
there's really no coming
back. No, there's
that
no coming back. Not in the AL East.
Oof.
What are you, 14 games out?
They'll be 500 by the All-Star break. Yeah, but it's early. They were like this 2 years ago when they went on their run. They were 10 games under when they went on their run. So.
It is early.
But
the AL East is...
I mean, that's the only thing you got. But Healy, 14 games, that's tough.
Especially in that division.
Where are you?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out.
Are you like not here with us?
No, I'm trying to find out why Matt Harvey is suspended.
It's the dildo.
No,
go ahead.
No, saying it's not.
I'm talking about Terry Collins, not the black dildo.
No.
Matt Harvey is suspended, says Linda. Go ahead.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that was. That's as bad as my immigrant comment. Okay, go ahead.
Good, Healy.
Thanks.
That's all I wanted to do. So
thanks a lot.
You going to the game
today? And also, I want to give a shout out to Jason Station. Anybody needs moving services, please call 347-346-3969. Quality flat rates for a good quality service.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't use quality right. in the same sentence.
Good, you moved the girl from Mexico over here.
That's great. Loyal listeners.
Loyal listeners sometimes need to be less loyal. No. So back to... Everything. What do you do? Like, really, what do you do? If Phil Jackson gives up the only piece we have left after Melo is inevitably traded sure. or gone, do you fire? I mean, I wouldn't even fire Phil Jackson at
you
that
can't
point.
Fire Phil
What's
Jackson.
What's the point, then? What's the fucking point?
But you don't – the thing is, we have to remember, is we don't have a real owner. We don't have somebody who knows the game, loves the game, and cares about the product on the court.
He's not his daddy. He's not Big Jim.
So he's not going to fire Phil Jackson because he likes the feeling of having Phil Jackson. So it really doesn't matter. If you trade Porzingis, you got to get back another, at least like you said.
Two picks.
Not a superstar.
Two picks and a high-tier player.
You need somebody who also is going to be able to move the team forward, and you need picks.
I mean, if Boston came to me today and said, we'll give you the Nets pick this year, our first-round pick next year, and a Jay Crowder or a Marcus Smart or an Avery Bradley for Porzingis, I'd think about it.
Yeah.
I just don't want him in the same division.
No, I understand.
But I'd think about it because then it seems like you would have the Lonzo Ball or Markel Fultz. That's the way it looks like it's going.
Could be.
And I don't think either one of them are going to be busts. And I want to talk about Lonzo Ball's dad in a second because I think what he. I want to talk about what he's doing because Lebatard had a really great point about it. He's a rebel.
His guy's going to become a hero now.
He's a rebel.
That's the thing.
He's a rebel.
A conquering
he's
hero.
Doing something different, but he's also fucking up his kid. But he's doing something different that is really interesting.
It's annoying.
It isn't. Well, he's an annoying person.
He's an annoying
person. But the idea behind what he's doing, you know, he's trying to put Nike out of business.
I get it.
I think it's great.
I don't think you're going to be able to
accomplish that.
But even his shoes, even the shoes sucked.
Oh, the shoes ugly. But Lonzo, but what I liked is that he let Lonzo design it. And I understand that maybe Lonzo's design wasn't great, but he let the kid design it. $495
People are buying it.
People, he has purchase orders up till November 22nd.
Well, people will buy anything.
The release,
date, is November 21st.
Which is genius because that means he's only making them to order.
Yeah.
Which means he's
not. He sold something like 60,000 pairs already.
Yeah. It's great.
I mean, you know what? If you can do that, more power to you.
Yeah, I'm not doubting the game. I mean, you know, do what you got to do.
But if I don't think he's going to be. What if his son's a bust?
Could be.
I mean, there's another two down the pipeline, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. You know what, though? Even if he is a bust, he'll be a bust with a couple million dollars in the bank.
True.
Worst case scenario.
I mean, well, he's got a couple million dollars already. You know? You see his house and all that. He's doing well.
He's doing all right.
But I don't like the fact they have money. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're self-made, which is really nice, too.
That's cool.
But one of the things I didn't like is that he got his the younger kid's high school coach fired.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't like that. I'm not a fan of that stuff. Okay, where were we? What did I write? What else did I write on Facebook? Where were we?
Oh, top five sports moments.
Yeah, we'll do our top. So, we haven't done top five in a long time.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our top five sports moments in our lifetime.
We're not going to talk about Woody Johnson's.
We're going to get to Woody. Oh, yeah. Woody Johnson's youth movement. What's his quote before we. What's his quote? What's this idiot's quote? Oh, God damn. Go. From the projects of Woodside in the hallway smoking the blunt, Joshua Pearl comes to us.
You're actually very right about that.
I knew it. I hear the steps, Josh. I can hear. I know the project echo.
How can we help you, Dr. Pearl?
Yeah,
my dear boy Joshua.
What's up, Jason? How you doing, bro?
Good. How's it going?
Good, man. Miss you guys.
Okay.
Just want to say first thing, Linda is probably the most sensible person on this show, by the way.
This is a quick way to get hung up on, so go ahead. It's very quick. That first sentence didn't work out. You better step it up
for me. She watches porn the entire show.
Yeah, she's sitting here watching porn. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch the Arsenal match yet.
No, because we're going to watch it. Both of our teams are playing. Josh, go ahead now. Tell us how the Yankees are the greatest thing you've ever seen, and they're going to win the World Series. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to get into that, but the Cavaliers and LeBron James is definitely the team that's going to win a chip this season with guarantee. But yeah, back to Linda. Thank you for being the only Yankee fan in that show. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I think I give the Yankees their credit when they deserve it.
You have.
Yeah. Jason's not. Yeah. Jason doesn't hate the Yankees like I hate the Yankees.
Oh, I hate the Yankees.
Well, he hates the Yankees.
But I understand when they're playing well.
Yeah, see, I don't like baseball. That's what people
have to understand.
I don't watch, again, I don't watch baseball. I don't like the Cardinals versus the Twins. I'm not interested in that.
You ever realize how much Josh looks like Cecil Fielder?
That's just you do look like Cecil Fielder.
Wow.
But he plays like Prince Fielder.
I probably look more like, what's this dude that was playing for the, he went to the Baltimore Orioles and he got sent down to Triple A.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, first baseman.
Oh.
First baseman.
But Chris Davis? I don't think you like
King Mabel?
Yeah.
No, somebody else. Some other looking Spanish looking dude with a beard and shit.
I don't know. Anyway. I'm not sure.
So
Albert Bell?
Josh.
No.
Josh.
Not Albert Bell, no.
Josh, let's make things interesting on your your Cavaliers pronunciation here. I say the Cavs don't win.
Okay.
You want to put a little something on it?
I would love to, actually. Sure.
All right, great. What do you want to put on it? You tell me.
I'll put $100 on it.
All right. Wait a minute.
Whoa. That escalated quickly.
He really pulled out he pulled his cock out and put it on the table for you.
When I said put something on it, I meant, friendly
handshake. Like a bottle of booze.
Yeah, like a bottle of booze or something like that, you know? If you wanted to do that,
Henny,
put a bottle of booze.
White.
$100 is kind of steep. The residuals from this show have not started kicking in yet.
I'm getting 12 shekels on the nickel.
Yeah, we owe the station about $6,000.
I mean, I have yet to get paid.
I'll do a bottle. I'll do a bottle with you. What do you like to drink?
anything, dark liquor, beer, I really don't give a damn, honestly.
Give him a bottle of beer.
A bottle of beer.
Yeah. All right, we'll put a bottle of Captain Morgan on it. How about that?
Ooh,
so the winner can stand triumphantly like Captain Morgan on the bottle.
And I'm assuming you're going for the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I'm just assuming I'm going for the person who's going to win in the Golden State Warriors. So,
okay, this is what I don't like about the Golden State Warriors. Last night, Kevin Durant had 22 points in the first quarter. This wouldn't be happening if Kevin Durant wasn't there, because this is honestly Steph Curry's team. I don't think the balance of your Warriors team that you think that's going to win, because honestly, the Spurs probably won't go so deep now, because they do need that veteran point guard presence, and guess who that is? So yeah. I'm going to guarantee you're going for the Warriors. There's not enough chemistry that they have to actually convince me right now that they can beat the Cavaliers team right now, because honestly, the Cavaliers have more chemistry. Even though they have a couple of ifs and that person got injured there, even without Andrew Bogut, this team didn't need a center. They didn't need that. They have Tristan. They have LeBron stepping up a big-time rebound.
Okay.
I don't disagree with you.
I'll tell you this.
I don't disagree with you.
I'll tell you this right now, that if the Spurs beat Houston, the Cavaliers are going to win the NBA championship. If Houston beats the Spurs, I'm going to predict Houston will knock off Golden State in six games. Six games.
Not going to happen.
Because Houston is a better shooting team than the Warriors.
But here's what I'm telling
They're better.
I don't. And Josh, tell me if you agree with this. I don't think any of these games matter.
No, to until Cleveland, you get there.
To Cleveland, I mean, and to Golden State. These games don't matter.
Yeah.
They know
they don't.
They're locked in against each other.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I really don't
think
so.
I don't think these games matter. I think you're right, Josh. I think there's a little bit more chemistry in Cleveland, but I just think the overwhelming talent. Now, talent doesn't always win games, but in a long series, oftentimes talent does show itself. I just think it does go to Golden State. Bottle of Captain Morgan, we'll say so.
A bottle of Captain Morgan, Josh. Thank you for the call. You should call us earlier.
He sleeps late.
I will call earlier, but one more thing. Joe, you got to change your number on the site because I was calling other number. Tom told me to tell you that, and you need to go to more meetings. And other thing, the Yankees probably won't win the championship, but they will make the playoffs this year.
Why mention that on the air?
Do you know? How do you know,
I mean,
Tom?
Like, really, why mention that
how
on the
you
air?
How do you know, Tom?
Because I kept calling your number.
Oh.
It didn't work, right? Google the radio station, right? Got a, you want to talk to this guy or that guy?
No!
That's good.
And then he goes, "Oh, those guys? Yeah, I'm gonna update them and everything." So I was trying to give you guys a call earlier. Just didn't go through.
I appreciate all the reference. Joe is less than enthused about everything you've done for us and getting us kicked off the station. We really love you. Thanks for calling. Have a good life.
I mean, what a fucking moron. I mean, really, what a fucking idiot.
If you're having technical difficulties, God. Pick one for Finbar.
I mean, in the first fucking minute of the show, I said 718-928-9732.
And every 10 minutes thereafter.
And every 10 minutes thereafter. So because you can't listen.
This is how you get
callers. That's great.
That's how you get callers.
I mean, okay.
That's good. We got somebody working with us today in the studio, shadowing, learning how to do this.
You wonder why you don't come over anymore. Okay.
Ooh.
So, yeah. No, that's, ooh. Okay. So now let's go to Woody Johnson.
If you want to go to the promised land, you have to go in a certain direction. I think this is a direction we've never tried.
Yeah, what? Who wants to talk now?
You know, sometimes I forget the number, and you know what I do? I go on to
the thread,
website, and I hit contact, and it gives me the fucking number.
718-928-9732.
Of the airwaves.
Yeah, I know you're not Brandon Tartikoff. We gotta do something here, so thank you for calling.
Bye.
We gotta do bye.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he can find it.
Yeah. How come my father can find it? You can't find it. I'll do it. Now, you know what? I want you to tattoo it on your arm. 718-928-9732. 7-1. I'm gonna do it again. 718-928-9732.
Woody Johnson.
Go to Woody Johnson.
If you want to go to the promised land, you have to go in a certain direction. I think this is a direction we've never tried in the 17 years I've been associated with the Jets. We've never gone this way.
This better be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is this?
What's up, Joe? It's Will.
Oh, what's up, Will?
Will, turn your radio down.
No, my bad. So you guys are just, you guys just yelling the number so much, I figured I had to.
Yeah, that's what we want. We don't want people to look up people and wake them up out of deep sleeps and shit. We want you to listen.
I got up to listen to you guys, and all you guys are fucking yelling is the goddamn number.
Well, you know, it's called an important number.
Subliminal advertising.
Well, yeah. Thank you for listening.
It worked, Will. All right, we got 9 minutes, and we're going to go to the Jets. What do you want to talk about, Will? What do you got?
The Jets? Why do you want to start my day off so badly? No, I heard that you guys are talking about Woody Johnson wants to go in a new direction. I guess that new direction must be winning for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, this is Will, the Giants fan.
No. Will's not a Giants
fan.
Will's a Jets fan.
Sad. And a Met fan.
Oh,
good guy.
I got a WWE fan.
Attaboy.
And it very. There you go, Will. I mean, if Will could just wake up 50 minutes earlier.
Yeah, Will, we got to find some time.
We have a listener.
We have to find some time to talk. But anyway.
Talk about Woody Johnson, name your top 5 moments, and I have a good rest of the show, guys.
All right, Will, love you. Thank you. All right, Woody Johnson.
The promised land going in a different direction. We're not doing time to do the quote.
No more calls.
No more quotes, no more calls. No more quotes.
So he wants to go to a youth movement, and that's what he said. He said, we're going to go in a different direction, and we're not calling it a rebuild.
We've never gone in 17 years.
Getting the right type of player in the locker room. Young, build through the draft. Young, free agents. That's a lot of guys that don't even pay attention to the guys who weren't drafted. A lot of good players out there play American football. Like, what have you been doing?
Yeah. What does that mean? This is all a sham?
Well, if that's your strategy now, what was it before?
I don't know. So the last 17 years been a sham is what you're telling me? You mean signing Vinny Testaverde was a sham?
Maybe they're going to sign Colin Kaepernick.
No. I think they're done with quarterbacks.
Think so?
I think they're going to go in. I mean, they said they're going to start the Hackenberg experiment, but it's either going to be Josh McCown or Christian Hackenberg. And at this point, if Christian Hackenberg can't hit water off a boat, then you might as well just go with fucking McCown. I mean, you might as well. What was that? What?
Steve.
What did he say?
He looks like Poot from The Wire, but I don't know who he's talking about.
I think Josh Pearl. No, he doesn't. He looks more like Bunk.
he looks more like Bunk. All right, listen.
All right, top 5 moments that we remember that have ingrained themselves in our minds.
All right, I'm not going to go in any particular order because it's too much pressure to count.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you orders either. Go ahead.
I will go. I'll go with one of my Italy winning the World Cup.
That's
one of my favorite moments in sports. Also, one of my favorite moments is in our friendship.
Yeah, we were in the Hamptons. And we drank an entire bottle of Jack Daniels in the ocean after Italy won the World Cup in 2006.
And it was the run up to the final game that was exciting. Italy was in all close games. And then the final game, you got Zidane taken out of the game for the headbutt.
Cannavaro.
It's the guy's name sounds like Maserati, but it's not Maserati. I'll break it up now in a second.
Okay.
When I'm done. Apparently he made a comment about his sister.
Yeah.
And then Zidane headbutt him, cost his team the World Cup.
Well, did.
But the excitement of that was amazing.
Great game. I'm going to go with one that happened this year, which was Wayne Rooney becoming the Manchester United all-time goals leader on that beautiful free kick against Stoke City. Boy. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now. That will remain with me because I love Wayne. I've loved Wayne for a very long time. I know it's over for Wayne probably after this year with us. And you know, he's not the greatest of all time for United, but he is in terms of goals. So I thank Wayne for that, and that's one of my moments.
It was Materazzi.
Materazzi.
Yeah. So my next game would be. The Yankees and the Diamondbacks World Series. Luis Gonzalez gets the hit to win the World Series off Mariano Rivera. Why that's special for me is because it was the September 11th season, and for the first time in my life, I was conflicted as to whether or not I should be rooting for the Yankees because it won the roof in New York, but I hate the Yankees and I can't do it. But knowing that they could have possibly won that game and Mariano could have gotten them out of that jam, and then watching them lose made it a really, really wonderfully conflicted sports moment that I'll never forget.
The death of Owen Hart. Okay. It was the first and only pay-per-view my parents bought for me.
That's why you've been cursed your entire life.
And I begged them because this was like a big pay-per-view. And I think I was like 10 or 11. What was it? 99, right?
I feel like it was earlier than that. I don't know.
98, 99. Yep. So I was 10 or 11. And Owen Hart falls from the rafters. And I remember my dad turning over and looking at me and going,
that's fake. And I said, he's dead. He's dead. I mean, he looked, and they pulled the mask off him, and he was dead.
99.
And he looked dead.
Well, there was no, they didn't show that on camera. There's no footage of that.
No,
They cut away. They cut away. There's no footage of that anywhere in the world.
Oh, my dad said Thunder Gold's winning the Derby.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll go wrestling moment with you then. Shawn Michaels beating Bret Hart in the 60-minute Iron Man match. After they went 60 minutes, Shawn was in the sharpshooter, didn't submit, and then came back, sweet chin music, got the 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring with the belt. I cried. Yeah. I mean, I can still. That is one of my all-time favorite moments of my life. I think about it probably every day. It's great. I love it. I have a picture in my. I don't know if you've seen this in my bedroom. I have a watercolor picture of Shawn Michaels holding the title from that moment.
I try not to look at
it. Yeah, no, it's great. I wake up next to it every morning. It reminds me to get out of bed and get going and achieve your dreams.
Wow, there's a PSA that nobody cares about.
Harvey's suspension started yesterday.
What's the number? 718?
Mike Piazza's last game. Mike Piazza's last game is a Met. I will never forget it. You called me, and you're like, I have tickets. And I don't remember who I was with or what I was doing that day, and I just said, I got to go. And I wasn't wearing any Mets gear because I didn't think I was going to get tickets for that game. And the standing ovation that man got, I was crying. I remember it. Had to be 10 minutes. Yep. It had to be a 10-minute standing ovation. And we were bad. And that was the Art Howe year.
Yeah, it was Art Howe.
We were bad.
It's the only thing Art Howe got right, the way he did it.
Yep. Let him do what he had to do. What a fantastic moment.
Mine is a Piazza moment as well. It's the 9/11 home run.
Oh, that's great.
To be at that game.
I even agree with that one.
I was there. It's just the most unbelievable sports moment I've ever been a part of. It's so much more than just that moment, though. It was going to the stadium and getting off the train and seeing all the military people with, like, and each of them have, like, three guns strapped to them and like, across their chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why do you need three guns? Anyway.
Yeah.
But to get in there, Liza Minnelli sings the national anthem, whatever it is, who cares. But then the Braves scored first in that game. And there was this really, like, eerie silence over the stadium because you wanted to boo them because nobody likes the Braves. But it wasn't about that. And all of a sudden, the crowd just started chanting USA.
Mm.
And it was incredible. It was like baseball was back. And then, obviously, you know, Piazza hits the home run, puts the Mets in front, and they go on to win the game. Talk about just being able to lock in and rise to a moment. Well, that was unreal. I mean, that's the greatest moment I've ever been a part of.
The Jets beating the Patriots in Foxborough in the playoffs on the last second field goal a couple of years ago. That was one of the finest moments of my life. I really thought we were going to win the Super Bowl that year. We were very close. The Pittsburgh Steelers got in our way. But that moment when Nick Folk made that kick, that was important.
My last one is more personal, I guess, than people would go, oh, my God, that was amazing, was going to WrestleMania. And being at MetLife Stadium, sitting there after I grew up watching mm-hmm. pay-per-views on the illegal cable box at my aunt's house on the chip, and to be able to afford to sit at WrestleMania and not have to worry about, oh my God, I have no money to pay for this ticket and just enjoy it. I remember Chris Jericho's entrance, the arena went dark, and the pyro hit all around the arena, and it, you know, break the walls down, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
And that was, it's an amazing thing to be a part of with, you know, 75,000 other people.
Sir Alex Ferguson's last match as United manager, 2012-13 season when that was our last title as well. That moment, the last moment at Old Trafford was really, that game was like 4 hours long because of the ceremonies and everything that they had to do. Sir Bobby Charlton presented him with a trophy, and it was, that moment was really fantastic. So that's the top five that I remember. All right, bum of the week.
Bum of the week, Cesar Chavez Jr.
Oh, that's terrible. Fight.
Completely mailed in his fight against Canelo. No interest in boxing last night. No interest in boxing in general.
Yeah.
Living off his father's name, disgrace. I never want to see him in the ring again.
I think his father was disgusted.
And I really thought Canelo Alvarez was going to send that man to glory last night.
I don't know why.
I really thought he was going to just knock his block off.
That was, the whole fight was a promo for the next fight, and he didn't want to get hurt.
I'm actually very excited about this.
Next fight's going to be amazing.
Yeah, the next fight's going to be great, and we'll talk about that next week. My bum of the week's Ray Ramirez. That's what it has to be. My father said one of his top five sports moments of all time is watching me hit 12 bankers in a row. Have a good night. Feel good. Enjoy your life.